Marnie Prickett is with us. Public health researchers have estimated that our country's leaky water pipes could be costing the nation up to $120 million annually. The cost of water wasted due to leaky pipes is calculated by the University of Otago researchers and published in the most recent briefing from the Public Health Communications Centre. And with us today is the co-author of the report, Marnie Prickett. Marnie, it's good to talk with you again. It's been ages.
Yeah, what in a day.
Kia ora, it's good to talk with you. What's the backdrop to this research, Marnie?
The background to this research is that we have been looking at our drinking water systems, particularly at the Public Health Department of Otago University in Wellington. And this is just a way of hopefully giving a sense of what's being lost because our pipes are broken. So this is water that is that has been treated before it's gone into our pipes. It's supposed to be making its way to people's homes for them to drink. But in some cases, in some regions, we're losing 40 or 50% of that water before it gets to people's homes because the pipes are broken. And nationally, it's around 20%. So we really wanted to highlight the urgency and the necessity of upgrading our water infrastructure. And there's a national conversation about that going on at the moment, and we think it needs to be more rigorously debated because how we look after our pipes has intergenerational consequences, so we need to do it right.
Absolutely, and the fact that we're losing, could be losing up to 20% of the water is very alarming. We had a chance to try and address this with the Three Waters campaign. It became a political hot potato there for a while, and now it's been kicked for touch. Did we miss an opportunity here?
It seems like we did miss an opportunity with that. I think we weren't having the right conversation. As you say, it became a political hot potato, but I think it was more that it got hijacked. And actually, the conversation that we should have been having was about our people's health and about our long-term well-being, because drinking water infrastructure and water infrastructure, things like wastewater and stormwater, those things aren't a nice to have for our communities. They are a fundamental necessity. You know, drinking water, particularly it's the foundation of a healthy community. And that's the conversation that we should have been having. And I think that's a conversation that we still need to have, but we have this new proposal on the table, and we need to make sure that we get it right. We need to make sure that it's going to do what we need it to do for our communities.
We are witnessing a coalition government who is committed to providing tax relief to middle New Zealand, but at the same time unwilling to invest in the infrastructure needed to address this problem. It seems to be an issue that surfaces irrespective of who has the reins of power. There are big spends involved to address the shortcomings of the system and the pipe network that often are decades, some centuries old, and most politicians tend to avert their gaze rather than get in and work out how we might address this. The loss of 20% of water must be doing tremendous harm. What would you say of a lack of investment in infrastructure?
Yeah, as you say, this hasn't come about overnight, the lack of infrastructure. This has been a problem that's been building for a very long time. And the idea of taking it off councils was partly, through the Three Waters program, was partly to get that scale that was needed in order to get the loans that were required to upgrade that infrastructure. But it was also about separating out the water infrastructure from councils, so that because councils have had, you know, historically have difficulty and raising rates when they need to invest in infrastructure, that makes councillors unpopular. And so those councillors that can kind of see the writing on the wall and the need to invest over the long term and therefore kind of incrementally raise rates, they haven't made it, they haven't always made it very far in their political career because it's not a popular thing to do. But we have to invest. And the longer we put off that investment, the more expensive it is, because the worse things become. And we're now in kind of a bit of a desperate situation, because the upgrades nationally are around $180 billion they've been estimated at. So that's what happens when you put things off for a long time. The issue compounds, and it has compounded into a major one. So we need we need a really good plan from our government. We need a really good cohesive plan. And really importantly, we need to make sure it doesn't miss some communities out, because the plan that's proposed at the moment, I think, really risks that. It's an optional kind of get together of councils to amalgamate their services. But because it's optional, it leaves the risk of some communities missing out.
Well, it needs a cross-party approach, doesn't it? Because to invest in the infrastructure will take decades to address, and there will be changes of government in that time. And so all the political parties need to be singing off the same song sheet. You would think, what about the Māori issues with water, Te Mano, Te Wai? I know that this latest mob have been pretty dismissive of that, but the fact that this precious resource is leaking at such rates is concern for all, and no doubt for Ngāi Māori. Where does the Māori association or connection with water come into this arena?
Well, Te Mano o Te Wai is absolutely essential in my view. That Te Mano o Te Wai is the, as it's written into policy, so obviously there's wider thinking around Te Mana o Te Wai, but as it's been written into policy, it's been put in there as a hierarchy of obligations on councils, so and others that work on water issues. So it says first you need to look after the waterways, then you need to provide for people's drinking water and their health needs, and then finally you can think about other activities like commercial activities. And that's a really important hierarchy that we need to hold on to, because the government has said that the new government has said that they will rebalance Te Mana o Te Wai. But rebalancing it takes away its strength. And the strength that it has is it says people's drinking water is more important than commercial activities, and that hasn't been the case in the past. Commercial activities has managed in some cases to trump people's drinking water quality and its safety, and we've seen that. We've written about that at the department, particularly in terms of Canterbury, but there are other places around the country too that have experienced that. So Te Mana o Te Wai is that hierarchy. It's also the principles of engagement between councils and communities, and I think that has to, including kind of the whenua in there, the a way in which councils are interact with tangata whenua and their wider community. And for me, Te Mana o Te Wai is absolutely essential, and it applies to because we also cannot disconnect our water infrastructure from our natural waterways. It's all part of the same system, and it's very risky if we try to make it seem like they're separate things. So in terms of Māori thinking and Māori decision making, Te Mana o Te Wai is really important. It's not the only thing around Māori decision making and power and authority over decision making, but it is a really important. It's absolutely essential that we hold on to that, as far as I'm concerned.
Good talking with you again, Māori. Thanks for drawing our attention to the situation. Most of us wouldn't know, would we? The pipes are underground. The water seeps into the whenua, and she's Gonskis without us even realising that 20% of the water resource through our pipes could well be leaking and literally going down the drain. Māori Prickett with us. Māori helped to put that together from the public health from the University of Otago. Thanks, Māori. Good catching up with you again.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. Thanks. Nice to talk.
And all the best. Thank you.